Com and dare to be devoted.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what I'm talking about. Sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, my friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. I got a really cool email from Mark Hawkins yesterday, and they keep you up with this. Get on the email list. Get in touch with us, great folks. They want you to start a conversation with them. This should not be a decision that you rush into. This should not be a decision that this isn't an impulse buy for most people now. Some folks would just wake up and go, yeah, let's buy this house today. Yeah, sure. But for most of us, it's not an impulse buy. So just start the relationship. Start the conversation. Learn more about where you stand, you know, with your credit scores, with your income, your debt-to-income ratio, with your, you know, what you're paying now and what the market is out this way. And just think about that. Always stay on top of that. It is our great friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com, the best in the business, my friends Mark Hawkins. Go by and see those local people right here. No matter where you are, there's a Prime Lending branch near you right now. They'd love to talk to you in person at PrimeLendingSC.com. To our guest, Mr. Paul Strelow joins us right off the bat. Paul, I'm going to start by saying I will not tell you what Zach Orr typed on my screen about Everton right here, right now. You don't want to see that because you never speak to him ever again. But he's not thinking very much of Everton.
I believe in moral victories now.
Yes.
So I'll go with that.
Yes, there you go. And much like NCAA football recruiting, maybe it's a budget kind of thing for him. So anyway, let's begin with this recruiting class and finishing up from yesterday. And let's begin with Mikey Dukes, the running back that I know you've seen and been around and followed for quite some time now.
Yes, Clemson got the formal commitment last weekend from Mikey Dukes, running back from Charleston at First Baptist School there. Someone we'd really been tracking pretty closely going back to the summer of 2017, of the Dabo Swinney camp there when Clemson worked him out along with Jamias Griffin, who also ended up on the board till late, and several other running back candidates. But he checked a lot of the boxes that, you know, as you profile co-offensive coordinator Tony Elliott, the types of prospects that appeal to him, a lot of boxes were checked there. You know, I think over time, as a Charleston guy, you know, Tony Elliott's that area recruiter, I think he really, you know, probably took a liking to Mikey and saw some things in him that he looked back in his own life and just kind of made the connection there. But, you know, going back to even the basketball game that Tony Elliott attended for his of Duke's, you know, a year or so ago, where First Baptist didn't win the game, but Duke's almost willed his team, you know, to stay in it for the fourth quarter, the whole thing. Just a very tough-minded, competitive kid. And I think those were attributes that Clemson wanted to bring into its running back room. I mean, if you're looking for a second or third, you know, potentially third running back in a class, you know, I think you're looking for someone who is going to be invested in Clemson, who is, you know, he doesn't want to sit by any stretch, but someone who knows he's not going to be a starter from day one, going to have to work for it. Will this player work for it? You know, and I just kind of, you know, see Dukes being the C.J. Fuller, Adam Choice, that guy who, I don't, Dukes wasn't as highly ranked as Choice was, but someone who pays his dues and will earn a rotation role along with some higher profile type guys because he earns the staff's trust, will know what he's going needs to do, does some of the dirty work, and then the pass pro, things of that nature. A lot of that's got to be developed, but I think the tools are there for Dukes to be a good college running back. I was really kind of surprised that he was still on the market as late as he was given, you know, if he was in Atlanta at a different school, his recruitment would have gone a lot differently, in my opinion.
Mason Trotter, a guy that I know you followed as well and kind of going back and forth about gray shirting or not and offering or not and walking on or not, and kind of walk us through yet another. It seemed like every year we talk about another Dorman offensive lineman.
The folks at Dorman have been exceedingly high on Trotter. I mean, even going back to spring. And I think, you know, recruiting is about relationships, and you develop, like I said, trust with people over time, credibility. And I think with the fact that, Dorman was so high on Trotter, you know, really, like, they believe he's the best lineman they've had in a long time. Maybe you could argue Brandon Thomas in there. But, you know, as a guy who kind of plays with that mean streak, you know, he played some different positions for them, played tackle the previous year, opposite of Jordan McFadden. And, you know, but someone who, because of his size at the college level, will project probably to center or guard, possibly like a Cade Stewart. But, you know, Clemson had him in camp last summer. They really liked what they saw. You know I think the bigger name was John Jalote, the tackle they had who signed with Duke. But they really ended up, you know, kind of liking Trotter based on the performance at camp last summer. So always kind of kept that in their back pocket for, you know, see if you could get a Clay Webb in particular, a highly decorated interior lineman, and thinking you could swing back to Trotter because all the information points to the kid wanted to play at Clemson. Now, Louisville came in with a scholarship offer late, and that complicated matters. And, you know, if you're going scholarship offer versus no scholarship offer, there's almost a pride element there that, no matter how much a kid wants to go to a school as a walk-on, you know, he feels more wanted by the scholarship offer. And so, you know, at Clemson had conveyed the preferred walk-on, but I think they very strongly suggested that a scholarship would come, be it gray shirt or if one opened earlier. And then really they conveyed on Tuesday that it would definitely be a gray shirt offer at that time. And really, Trotter had committed the previous week after, you know, really Dabo Sweeney went to the school, met with the family, and really, you know, very strongly sent the message that, hey, we want your son, and if you look at the track record, you know, odds are very high he's going to get a scholarship. I can't say he's definitely going to get one until one opens, but he's going to get a scholarship. And so, really, the needle swung heavily in Clemson's favor there, and they added another interior offensive lineman for the class.
Finally, the only other senior that I know of that they recruited in this since the last sign day, Jerrion Ealy. Kind of walk us through what you thought and how it ended up being Ole Miss.
Yes, Clemson had really, you know, really appealed to Ealy, and I think as we've framed before, he committed to Ole Miss in December 2017. And really, somewhat, that was a matter of convenience. Clemson had not offered at that time, nor had a lot of schools. And Clemson needed to kind of know, you know, they needed to get one running back first before you start rolling the dice on a kid who might go to baseball. So Clemson offered at the spring game. He came up, and he came back for another game in November. And really, you heard a lot of buzz from people around Ealy that Clemson was a school he wanted to go to. But over that span as well, you know, I think he had a relationship with Derek Nix, really the one holdover coach that the Rebels have had for a number of years. And there are other dynamics in play with, you know, to go to Jackson Prep, Ealy lived with a family who, you know, their son had, their big Mississippi State fans, and the kid was going to walk on there, but Ole Miss successfully really flipped him on a visit to commit there. And I think mom, you know, within the dynamics of the family, different people wanted the Ealy to go to different schools, and mom, I think in the end, wanted Ole Miss. So I think that carried substantial weight. And really the momentum turned about a week and a half, 2 weeks before National Signing Day. And Ealy even had really started to suggest that, hey, it's gotten a lot closer than it was before. And so the pull for proximity, some of the factors I just mentioned, you know, I think kind of added up in the end to Ely signing with Ole Miss over Clemson and Alabama. And now Ole Miss really kind of gets to deal with, okay, will he play baseball or won't he?
Am I right by saying that, because we got texted earlier and he as well, felt like a boring signing day there in the second part of it, 2.0, because obviously December was different. Were there any, besides those three, were there any other seniors that they maybe just did more than kick the tires around maybe? I don't want to say that they might have flirted with a few guys out there, but were any other seniors that they really actively recruited and wanted coming down the stretch?
Well, really because of the numbers, and if you look at it, you'd like to save scholarship numbers for 2020 if you could, because our current estimates put them at 18 to 20. And, you know, I think given the momentum they have for 2020, I think you can get better value with the kind of prospect they can get for that class than, say, you know, spending any more in 2019 based on what was out there. So really at the turn of the calendar, after they really reassessed after the national championship, what do we want to go after? Would they go for another defensive end? Would they go for another corner? I think the decision was made, you know, let's pocket anything and push all those chips toward 2020. So really, they're, you know, Trotter was the only guy they were particularly dealing with on the offensive line, and Ely, you know, sorting out what they would do at running back was about all that was left. But, I mean, you go back to last year, I don't think anybody was calling National Signing Day boring for Clemson because they got Justin Ross.
Right.
You know, if they win Jerry on Ely, maybe the complexion changes for how good National Signing Day was this year. Now, I think the change is there are fewer targets on the National Signing Day for Clemson and for a lot of schools, not all of them. Alabama still carried about 8 to 10 guys that they were looking at on National Signing Day. But the market is different for what's available in January, and I don't think that as many of those types of prospects are going to be appealing to Clemson. Maybe there's a need here or there. Maybe there's a justifiable reason that a kid carried his recruitment into January, heading to February. But more often than not, those guys are going to go ahead and the guys that Clemson wants are going to decide in December and go ahead and get it over with because they know what they want.
If you're recruiting the right guy, that should be the case instead of flipping around and recruiting a guy there. And also, too, you got 17 early enrollees, so obviously they're making a decision long before the first Wednesday in February. Hey, we missed you last week. I want to talk a lot more in the next few weeks about that junior day and much more about this unbelievable chance at a 2020 class. But we did have two commitments come from that weekend, and I want to get your thought both on Kevin Swint and on Trey Williams.
Yes, Kevin Swint, 6'3", 235. Really, a lot of people in my market think long-term he's a defensive end. For Clemson, he's being recruited as a linebacker. Now, will it be an inside linebacker or will it be an outside linebacker? I think that kind of remains to be seen. Still has another year of growth there. Could he, follow the path of Logan Rudolph and Justin Foster and kind of play the defensive end, outside linebacker, kind of hybrid position there that Clemson likes to recruit to, or is he a bigger inside linebacker? He played more Mike linebacker as a junior, whereas as a sophomore, he was more of an edge player. So I think there's a very real possibility he sticks at inside linebacker, but I think it's still kind of to be determined there. With Trey Williams, a 6'2", 300-pound defensive tackle. Clemson isn't one that falls in love with our defensive tackle. Has to be 6'4", 6'5". Height only goes so far at that position. They're looking for specific tools, and I think what they got with Williams is, while he's not Grady Jarrett undersized, 6'2", is legit 6'2", is still pretty, is good size, but someone, the tools they value, quick off the ball, so that a guy that can shoot the gaps. They're not all Christian Wilkins, but that same style of player to be disruptive upfield and have the tools to do that, I think is what they saw in Williams. A very good prospect. They've been recruiting back to when he played at a private school in Connecticut, like Christian Williams. And so to pair him in that style with a Demonte Capehart, who is that bigger body type that you grow into a defensive tackle, you know, I think that was the match that they were looking for.
Can you draw similarities between Trey Williams and maybe Tyler Davis at all?
Well, I think for me, Trey Williams may compare more to, you know, maybe closer to Brandon Thompson, but, you know, that might even be a stretch because I think Thompson was much better stuffing the run.
Yeah.
And I think Williams will be more of a three technique
right there.
So, you know, I find Davis is smaller than that. You know, I put Tyler Davis probably 6'5" would be my guess.
Right.
And 300. But, you know, Davis is that type of squatty, sawed off, but he's super quick at the snap. So in that respect, I think they are comparable.
All right, what does it do to the board at each position with those two guys coming in? And Swint's different because he could be a linebacker or defensive end. So, but let's specifically talk about defensive tackle first. What does it do to the rest of the board now that you got two at defensive tackle?
I think with defensive tackle, now that you have two in this last class, when you sign three who are definitely defensive tackles, and that's Aruba, Davis, and Taquan Johnson, you know, I think you become very selective going forward on what you're able to do. You know, I think, and it ties into defensive end, I think what it really does is, you know, the only guy left who could play defensive tackle is probably Brian Breesy, who can play defensive end as well. You know, I think he's going to have a Williams-type career in that he'll play inside, he'll play outside as well. So I think you're very selective now as Clemson, and you're waiting on Brian Breesy, seeing what happens with him, as well as seeing what happens with two other defensive end targets before you make a move really on anybody else.
Many Miles Murphy and Jordan Birch.
Yes, what that does with defensive end, Jordan Birch, Miles Murphy, really the guys that Clemson has been invested in for a while. And I don't think you're going to see Clemson do anything else on the defensive line until there's resolution with those three players. Birch, obviously, Clemson-South Carolina battle. I don't think there's really an end in immediate sight there. So that one will continue to go for a while, and he's worth sticking that out for. Murphy, it's Clemson, Georgia. I've heard Penn State and don't really know how viable that one is, but Murphy's one who doesn't at this point kind of share a lot, but is doing his due diligence. He takes a lot of visits, but he's someone who profiles as a Clemson type kid. And so I think, you know, Breesy as well being someone who can play defensive end. Clemson, Penn State, really the two that have kind of seized the lead there. Could something happen, you know, by the end of the spring? I think you see what happens with Breesy. See if you can get, you know, if anything advances with Birch. Where do things go with Murphy, who's going plans to decide or announce this summer? I think you're right now, Clemson kind of rides it out there, knowing they already have enough numbers at those positions and thinking the odds are pretty good that they're going to get someone, if not more than one, out of that trio.
I only have about 20 more hours of questions about the junior day from a couple of weeks ago. Unfortunately, we'll spread it out over the next 20 weeks or so. Anyway, tell us about Tiger Illustrated, obviously wrapping up the 19 class. But, boy, if you're a Clemson fan and you're not following this 20 class through Paul Strelo and TigerIllustrated.com, something's wrong with you. What's coming up on the site?
Oh, sure. Still, you know, some thoughts from National Signing Day, but also, you know, really the page turned, if it hadn't already, to that 2020 class, which we believe could challenge for the best on record for Clemson. You know, and the foundation for that, you know, while already being laid with five commitments, you know, you're looking at, you know, with this spring and DJ Uyangalale, Breesy coming back for the spring game, you know, a lot going on in the junior day coming up within a month, you know, a lot going on to kind of go ahead and get the seeds sown there as Clemson will start building there and get most of that class done between now and the end of the summer.
Place to find everything, TigerIllustrated.com. Hey, Paul, great luck, Everton this weekend. Let's talk next week about those that 2020 class and what Junior Day did to kind of advance that class. Thanks for coming in, buddy, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, Mikey.
All right, buddy. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. Hey, we'll take a break, come back, short break, much more on the other side after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Has your extra bedroom turned into a junk room? Is your garage packed and cluttered? Specializing in junk removal and cleanouts, Absolute Waste Management is there to help. They handle the tough stuff like lifting, loading, and dumping. All you have to do is make the call. They do the rest. Call or text 864-266-7131 for a free estimate today. Make the call, schedule an appointment, and say bye to the junk. It's that easy. 864-266-7131.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now we have special 36 months no interest financing available. And at Scores you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding the right ring easy and enjoyable. The one thing we don't offer at Scores is high pressure. We want buying a ring to be a pleasant experience. Yes, we'd like to make a sale, but we'd rather make a friend. Friends come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference at Scores Jewelers.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Kwok, what are your plans?
Well, Kelly, you know I'm new at this, so I'm probably going to go with a card or a gift certificate. Does that sound good?
Kwok, you have to go with Sherry's Berries. Dipped in milk, dark, or white chocolatey goodness for any discerning palate, she'll fall in love with every bite. Topped with decadent toppings, chocolate chips, heart, and glitter sprinkles. Always fresh, always tasty, and always worth the wait. The perfect companion to a candlelit dinner, a bouquet of flowers, or a night on the town. It's Valentine's Day made easy. They arrive fresh with a 100% Sherry's Berries guarantee. Ship anywhere nationally. Give sweet somethings to your long-distance love or, in your case, Kwok, right here.
Well, Kelly, that sounds like a great idea. And now you can send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now and make this Valentine's really special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and enter my code OOB at checkout. That's BERRIES.com. Click the microphone. Order today.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now stay tuned for
Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, Engineering Sleep, have a big deal going on. Next week, write it down, get it, live it, learn it, love it. Yeah, learn it, live it, love it. February 11th through the 18th, all next week. huge President's Day sale, President's Week sale. Take advantage of it. If you're thinking about a mattress, go by and see them. If you're thinking about a new adjustable bed, go by and see them. The new pillows, go by and see them. They've got great specials going on all week long. We've not seen savings like this before at Engineer Sleep. Very simple. President's Week, not President's Day. February the 11th through the 18th. At Engineered Sleep. They're off of Congaree Road. Check them out online first. Do some pre-shopping. It's Engineered Sleep and EngineeredSleep.com. Appreciate Paul Schrilo checking in with us. We're going to have much more with that 2020 class. I don't know if you can tell or not, but I got a little pep in my step when it comes to 2020. A little DJ Uwangalale, a little Brian Brisee, a little Jordan Birch, a little Miles Murphy, a little DeMonte Capehart. Could be maybe a little Antoine Sampile, maybe one of the best classes we've seen around here in quite some time. Mr. Or 24, I have, well, first of all, Texter said, when is he going to stop calling you Mr. Or 24? I'll do that from now on. No Jack Leg or no Tonto from now on.
No, I mean, Mr. Or 24 is the Twitter handle.
You don't mind Mr. Or 24?
No, it's promoting the brand. That's always good.
How many followers are you up to?
I don't know.
I'll take credit for some of those.
You can take all of them. You can take credit for it.
I like credit. But I do have maybe a couple more names to throw in there. As that DJ said, hit me with the horns 20. So you could be 20. What is 20, by the way? Where does that come from? Now, we have smart texters. We have smart listeners who can text this in. Someone text in what that means, hit me with the horns 20. I know hit me with the horns means play the horns. Let's hear the brass. Say, is that what I'm talking about there? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Okay. We'll need to ask your sister, Hannah.
Hannah. Palindrome.
Yeah. Need to ask her about what 20 means. See how that works. But I could go with what Paul Strelo described as one of the Clemson defensive linemen now. I could go with calling you Mr. Squatty. Or Mr. Saw It Off. Look, let me tell you, from an athletic standpoint, the two things you don't want to be called are squatty or sawed off.
Squatty and sawed off. What did Dabo call Logan Rudolph last year? Ball of scissors?
No. A bowling ball of butcher knives.
Butcher knives. There it is.
Bowling ball of butcher knives. That goes right into your bull in a china shop, basically. You're just a tear. You just go. Your motor goes right. Trucker code lingo for location is 20. I know that. But when he says, hit me with the horns 20, he's not asking for the location. Are there 20 horns in there?
Maybe.
These are things I think I spend many, many hours thinking about every day.
Many hours?
Well, I mean, I think about stuff like this. What does hit me with the horns 20 mean? So maybe we'll get that. Hey, I've got a big day today. We've got Pebble Beach starting up. Today's Thursday at the AT&T National Pebble Beach Pro-Am Challenge.
Tiger playing?
No. Okay. Look, I get it that you don't watch if Tiger didn't play. You made that very clear. But, man, you got Spyglass Hill. You got Monterey Peninsula Club. You got Pebble Beach. And we have 8 local players playing.
Hey, move the needle for me one time.
Okay. It gets no more beautiful than Pebble Beach, right? You get starting at really, I mean, 2 is a pretty good hole. Well, 3 and 4 are really good holes. 7 is about as good a par 3 as you'll ever see, the most beautiful par 3 you'll ever see. 8's Jack Nicklaus's favorite hole, great par 4. 9 and 10 kind of look like the same hole, but right there along the ocean. Then you get back to 17 and 18, right there on the Monterey Peninsula.
It's not 20.
Huh?
It's Tony.
Hit me with the horns, Tony?
That's what we're getting.
Really? Can I hear it?
Hit me with the horns, 20!
It sounds like 20.
Do it one more time.
Listen carefully, guys.
Hit me with the horns, 20!
That's 20. That sounds like 20.
But he says it's Tony Griffin. That's Griffin and Anderson saying, not Tony Griffin.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
My mind's blown if it's Tony. Hit me with the horns, Tony. 20. It's 20, if you ask me. If not, I just got to start calling you Tony. I don't want to do that. Or saw it off. I don't want to do this.
Saw it off.
He's just a little fella.
That's it. You are just a... Now, I'm getting this as well as Tony.
Hit me with the horn, 20!
You tell me that's Tony again.
Well, my friend Josh sends us in on by some by DJ Cool. At the count of three, I want everybody to in their place to be. Make sure, make some noise if you want to be down with me. One, two, three. Hit me with the horns, Tony. I've been saying 20 for years.
Let me.
Isn't it kind of disappointing that you find out you're wrong about a lyric?
It says it in the lyrics, but I'm hearing 20.
Give it to me one more time.
Well, last time.
Hit me with the horn, 20.
You're going to have a hard time convincing me that's not 20.
Well, from now on, we got to do this. It's 20 Romo.
Yep.
It's 20, who was another Tony? 20 Dorsett. Just got to get to just calling people named Tony now. 20. 20. Is it a speech impediment? Is it a... Good morning, 20. Is it like the meow game? Is that what he's playing? Is he playing the meow game?
20 Elliott.
Yeah. Clemson's offensive coordinator, 20 Elliott.
I've never seen the text line this divided over an issue.
We are being divisive this morning.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to be.
Hit me with the horns, 20. I'm saying Tony there, but it sounded like 20. You guys are nuts, man. You guys are crazy. All right. Let me get back to adding some semblance of
hold
some
me decency. Closer, 20 Dancer.
Let me add some sanity once again.
Go ahead.
I think it's... I don't know what I think anymore. What's the worst lyric that you... When you found out it was something else that... You were really, really like, oh, no, man, all these years, I really thought it was something else.
Oh, let me think about that for a second. Do you have one off the top of your head?
No. I'll think of one now. My wife makes fun of me because I make up my own words to songs. And she's like, you're going to be the worst dad when it comes to singing. Mary had a little lamb whose fleet was white as snow. I just do stuff like that, man, like this. Look at the thing now as far as the 10 most splendidly confusing pop lyrics ever. I had to think about it for a second. We'll do that. Hey. All right.
Song. I'm trying to remember the real lyrics because I
sing. Do this like a lady.
Yeah, I think I always thought that was na-na-na-na, do the naked lady. That's what I thought it
dude
was.
Dude looks like a lady.
Yeah,
that's
I thought
Aerosmith.
It was naked lady the entire time.
Do the naked lady?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Like, this is an aggressive song.
Yeah, you can't say that. Dude looks like a lady.
See, that was one that
when
was
when you found
surprising.
Out your mind was blown.
I was like, oh boy.
You're like, okay, now it makes
now
sense.
Now I understand.
Now it's about a transvestite.
Yes.
Which is much less aggressive.
Which is much more
comforting than knowing than do the naked lady. Yeah.
That's what I thought it was.
You thought the naked lady was a dance. Like, I'm going to do the
Yeah, I thought we were
Dougie,
doing. I don't know what it is, but.
Forever, you made up this dance in school. You're going like this. Say, what are you doing, man? I'm doing the naked lady. Look, I'm doing it like this.
Hey, but I'm interested. but I'm here for it.
You're terrible, man. You're absolutely terrible. I mentioned this before the break, and you had time to think about it now.
Yeah. Oh, what did you say?
Dabo Sweeney said, there's nothing wrong with Alabama. They just played the better team. Brandon Streeter said, Alabama, that's an amazing run, but right now we're the better team. Are we calling out Alabama in Clemson now? I love it, man. If so, let me give you the exact quote. You ready?
Yep.
Streeter said, quote, obviously, Alabama's an unbelievable program, but we're the best one right now, and it's hard to argue that. Dabo, quote, people just really pay attention. Or people just didn't pay attention. Nothing happened to Alabama. They just played the better team that day. Simple as that. Alabama's unbelievable. They're 14-1. They did an amazing job, an amazing job. We just had the better team. That was my message before the game. I told them in the season that we got the best team in the country right here, right now. I told them that all year. Tonight, you get a chance to prove it, and that's what we did, and they left no doubt. Now, we're here in little old Clemson. But I got two coaches yesterday standing in front of a podium and telling me that, hey, we're the best program. What they did is amazing. Calling them out a little bit, buddy. Make a little run, buddy. Your thoughts on it? You like this kind of stuff. You think this is right up your alley. 20.
I love it. I love everything about it. I love claiming what is rightfully yours. The title of the best team in the country. It's not what else somebody else did. It's what you've done. And I love it.
So you're saying it wasn't a difficult schedule. It wasn't they were mentally fatigued. It wasn't. You just think Clemson had the better team.
Believe it or not, Clemson had the better team. They were better coached. They had better athletes. They had a better team.
We did the show Friday before the national championship game. No, I'm sorry. We did the show Monday before the national championship game.
Yeah.
Here. And I told you.
Here.
Yeah.
Sweet humble brag there.
Right. No. I told you. I was trying to think of where I was. I told you this. Clemson's got the best team. I think the best team's going to win. I think Clemson's going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no one saw.
That didn't make any of that shocking, though.
No. Because we were shocked that it turned out that they were what we were told was the best team in college football history, and they got beat 44-16.
And I think the first response to that game of going, what the heck's wrong in Alabama, was okay right after. But then realizing that mistake and going, you know what? Clemson was just that much better.
Yeah,
is the conclusion you have to come to.
Sometimes when you play Alabama, sometimes like you hear like who is Quinton Williams' kid? Man, I heard about Quinton Williams. Then I watched the play against Clemson. I'm like, and did he make that many plays? Man, I heard all along about Dylan Moses. Boy, highly recruited, 5-star Dylan Moses. I'm gonna tell you right now. You know what disappointed me? You watched Deontay Thompson just let T. Higgins just run right by him. Like, he's standing flat-footed, peeking in the backfield, and Higgins just runs right by him. And I'm supposed to think Deontay Thompson's a first-round draft pick? Does Ed Reed let people run right by? And Ronnie Lott let people just run right by? Like, you're standing there flat-footed, and T. Higgins. I asked the Clemson coach this after the game. Not after the game. Actually, about 2 weeks later. I said, man, is Deontay Thompson, like, overrated? He goes, well, a little bit that has to do with T. Higgins. And I agree with that. T. Higgins runs by a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But T. Higgins runs by a lot of people when they're running side by side with him. Deontay Thompson, go back and watch the play during the break and see if I'm crazy on this. Deontay Thompson just standing flat-footed and just like, what's he looking at? Same thing with Ross, same thing Notre Dame game. These safeties, I guess it's hard to play safety nowadays. People just like run right by you now, I guess. I don't know. Like, you're peeking in the backfield or something. So I guess there's just too much to watch. But I wasn't all that impressed with Deontay Thompson. I knew that corners, going into it, I thought that one of the biggest differences in this team in Alabama before, their corners weren't as good. But I didn't know that their All-American first-round draft pick safety would get beat deep just on a simple 3rd and 16 or whatever it was, that blow right by him for 62 yards. So sometimes you watch Alabama play, wait a minute, man, I looked great against Arkansas, and it looked good against Clemson. We talked about Clemson basketball the other day, didn't we? Make a mistake against Arkansas, or not Arkansas. You make a mistake against Missouri, it's not going to kill you. Make a mistake against T. Higgins and Trevor Lawrence, they're going to kill you. So maybe they got exposed there. I don't know. We'll see. Before I take a break, let me tell you about our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Here's the thing about Palmetto Dunes right now, folks. It's an unbelievable spring. Hey, the groundhog spoke. Punxsutawney Phil, basically what he said was, get your butt down to Hilton Head and play some golf. Mm-hmm. Now, he said it in I Didn't See My Shadow, and he said it in an early spring. But what he really meant, if you really know Groundhog like I know Groundhog, what he said was, hey, bud, we're not going to have all that snowy stuff. We're not going to have wintry mix. This spring's going to, or this early thing's going to be filled with 60 and 65 and 70 degrees. Go by and see our great friends at Palmetto Dunes, the beautiful oceanfront resort, the award-winning resort, the highly thought of world-renowned resort on one of the best islands in the country. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, and they're celebrating their 50th year, and they keep getting better and better and better. Go by and see Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. 8 local players playing at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Now, this is going to take me a little time here because of different golf courses. Scott Brown's playing at Pebble Beach this morning at 11:44 off number 10. Sam Saunders, Pebble Beach, 11:44 off of number 1. Lucas Glover, Spyglass Hill, 12:06 off number 10. DJ Trahan, the Monterey Peninsula Club, 12:17 off number 10. Jonathan Bird, 12:50 at Pebble Beach off number 1. Kevin Kisner, Monterey Peninsula Club, at 101 off of number 1. Richie Wierenski at Pebble Beach at 112 off number 1. And Dustin Johnson, Monterey Peninsula Club, goes at, 11 a.m. off of number 1. So 8 local players playing. Good stuff there. Again, the Groundhog told you. Early spring means Palmetto Dunes, and you are going to love your time there, love the weather there, love the great resort there. Palmetto Dunes, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Sign up for the email list at palmettodunes.com. It's free. It's informational. You're going to love it. palmettodunes.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Final segment of the show after this.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. And if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mind Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Strike three, you're up.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of
New Year, New New Carpets. Get your 2019 started off right. Zero res, because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Safer for your pets, safer for your toddlers. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet plus a free hallway. Clean and sanitized for only $129. Mention my name, Mickey. Book a free hallway. You're going to love that. Book now, 558-7300, 558-7300. Visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. Final segment of the show. Hadn't done any Twitter yet. My computer's down, so let me do this another way on our phones. Well, I love having the backups that we're doing now.
I'm with you, big fella.
JT, Georgia fan, said that Mickey Potter. When Coach Mark Riggs at Georgia, all we heard was he couldn't win with the resources in the state and rich recruiting area. Now that Kirby is here, we're cheating. Which one is it? Can't have it both ways. Well, are those mutually exclusive? Let me play this for you again, Zach.
Go ahead.
JT, or the Hartwell Dog, at Mickey Potter. When Coach Mark Rick was at Georgia, all we heard was he couldn't win because with all the resources in the state and the rich recruiting area. Now that Kirby is here, we're cheating. Which one is it? Can't have it both ways. Sure you can. Is it? Those aren't like, today is Monday, today is Tuesday. Which one is it? Is it possible? Is it within the realm of possibility, Mr. Or 24, that Mark Rick couldn't win at Georgia with all the resources he had in the state and rich recruiting area? Is that possible?
That is possible.
Is it also possible that Kirby is here and they're cheating?
Yes.
Is it possible for today to be Monday and today to be Thursday?
No.
So he said you can't have it both ways. I disagree with that. I don't see anything, the mutually exclusive parts of what you're trying to say there, JT. So, I think that's the case. Tyler Wright said, hashtag hit me with the horns, Tony. Looked up on Amazon Music.
Hit me with the horns, 20!
Well, y'all can hear what you want to hear.
Do they have are we going to have the 2019 20 awards? I'm still just shocked by this. Have I just lost my mind on this tweet? Is the guy, JT, I don't understand. How can we not have it both ways? You have to explain that one to me, JT. Sorry about that. And let me say this. On the other side, you know what? I think it could be the exact opposite on both sides as well. Mark Rick did win with all the resources and was recruiting really well, right? Why do we just give up on that notion? How do people just not get this? This is very, very clear to me. Mark Rick won at the University of Georgia. Mark Rick went 145-51. Mark Rick won Sugar Bowl. He won the Capital One Bowl. He won Chick-fil-A Bowl. Won another Capital One Bowl. Mark Rick finished in the top 10 of the country 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times in his 15 years at Georgia. More than half the time, he finished in the top 10. Mark Rick won at Georgia. He won 2 SEC championships. He won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times he won the East. Yes.
Were the accusations as abundant of Georgia cheating in Mark Rick's era in tenure as they are in Kirby Smart's?
No.
Why?
Because Mark Rick didn't cheat.
So Kirby's cheating.
I don't know. But you said this. Were the accusations, the question you asked was this.
That is correct. I'm trying to pigeonhole you here.
No, you're not going to pigeonhole me. I'm just asking me a question a different way. The question was, why was, or no, was there a rampant talk of Mark Richt cheating at Georgia? And the answer is no. There
the
was
answer
not.
Is no. Simple as that.
And you said why? Because Mark Richt wasn't cheating.
Got is Kirby it? Smart?
I don't know that. Hey, look, don't shoot me. Shoot Auburn. Everyone's who's saying it, not me. Auburn's players are saying it. So.
Just know we know.
But on the original tweet, yeah, just know we know.
Just know we know.
But the original tweet said, I didn't say they weren't winning. To me, they were winning. He won in 15 years. Did he do 15? Let me see. Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. In 15 years, he won 145 games. Math, Mickey. Math. 145 divided by 15. He won 9.66 games per year. I'm sorry, you got something for me?
I got nothing for you.
What is it?
You're thinking of a phone call in there?
Yeah. He finished, he was there 15 years. And would you say this, Mr. Or 24?
Mm-hmm.
If in a 15-year career as a coach, your team finished in the top 10 in the country 8 times, would you say you're a winner? You won?
Yes, I would say that.
Okay. So that's it. That's, he's wrong about the first part of that. Mark Richt won at Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
William in Georgia, add some clarity to all this. How you doing this morning?
I can't add no clarity, but I got a question.
All right.
Why in the world are y'all trying to tag Kirby as a cheater? What has he, I mean, did he gave you the evidence other than the fact that he can recruit people from Alabama?
Have you heard the show today? Have you listened to the show today?
I've heard some of it, but I hadn't heard it all. Is there some accusations being made or something?
Yeah, the story today is that two Auburn football players tweeted yesterday. One tweeted money bags when the kid skipped from Auburn to Georgia. One tweeted that we need to start paying players. Everybody else is doing it. And one tweeted that, well, now we know. Just let you know, we know. Inferring that. We know that Georgia's cheating. And so the story of the show today is that two Auburn football players on Twitter yesterday accused Georgia of cheating.
Okay, well, why would they accuse Georgia? Did they visit Georgia or something and got propositioned? Is that what they're trying to say? Or are they just some rival trying to stir up a stink? What's going on here?
I don't know that. I don't know. That's why I would love to be at Auburn today and ask Gus Malzahn, what does he think? Ask his players, what do they think? I think that's a story. I mean, if you're going to choose a rival and a conference foe of cheating, I think the next question is, well, why do you say that?
I mean, why you want to drop the NCAA on somebody? Just because you're mad at them, you can't beat them. I ain't beat them lately anyway. You understand? That's what it feels like to me. But I don't think nobody's cheating at Georgia. I don't think they are. I mean, if they had been, they'd have been caught by now. I believe they would have been. But anyway, I don't know, man. It's just a mess, I'm going to tell you. Because, I mean, Georgia didn't need this kind of crap. You know what I'm saying? Just like Clemson would. Nobody would need it. You know what I'm saying?
No, nobody needs it. I'm just saying. But if somebody, if somebody from Virginia Tech or Florida State or NC State or Georgia Tech would choose two players to choose Clemson cheating, it'd be a story, and it'd be something we talk about. So,
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Just might have run in your mouth. Anyway, appreciate it, man.
Thank you, William. Appreciate the phone call. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes. Good hands of Allstate. And call him at 292-3001. I'll email him bradhughes@allstate.com. Get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone's sports every single day. You know who I'm forgiving today, Mr. 24?
Who's that?
Auburn Andy from Opa-locka. He didn't call the show.
He didn't.
No. I thought Auburn Andy from Opa-locka would be calling in this morning. Remember when Munson said, Larry Munson, not Don Munson, said, think about all those dog fans over in Opa-locka tonight. Man, there's going to be some kind of party tonight in Opa-locka.
I've never been through Opa-locka.
You been to Auburn?
No.
Well, you ain't been through Opa-locka. It's pretty bad when you're a suburb. I'm wondering if Opa-locka is a suburb of Auburn or Auburn's a suburb of Opa-locka. I know one thing. Auburn's not as fun to say as Opa-locka.
Never been in the great state of Alabama.
Hit me with the horns, Opa-locka. we finished things up, buddy. Let's get the music. Let's get the music 20. What do you got for me?
Hit me with the horns, Obalaka. That's your best phrase you ever used.
Thank you very much.
At least the phrase 2019.
Right.
Tonight, 7 o'clock, Clemson Women's Basketball at Wake Forest, 6:45 pregame right here on WCCP. Kwok and Tori Neiman? I think it's Neiman on the call tonight. Can't wait to bring it to you. 6:45 pregame, 7
doing,
o'clock.
Is she doing TV or something?
I believe so. Maybe she's doing the road game. Actually, she is doing the road game. It's Kwok and Kelly tonight on the call.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Man,
she does home games on the network, and she does road games with Kwok.
You know who used to do Clemson basketball?
Who's that?
20 Castricorn.
Is that right?
Yeah, 20. My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, my good friend EricNewton.com can help you. He's been doing it for 20 years here now. Anything in real estate, they're a full-service real estate company, buying, selling, listing, managing. They can take care of it for you. Rental properties for shooters, they do all that stuff as well. It's EricNewton.com. Quickly, my two-minute drill, Mr. 24.
Yes, sir.
77 today. Another record high today. Get out, get you some vitamin D. Enjoy this day. What a day, man. What a day the good Lord has blessed us with today.